And now it's time for some artery, cultural coverage that can get you into trouble. If you were a rebel when you were young, you may have tried smoking or running away from home. That's one way many kids react to a tough family life or to bullies at school. But others use their imagination to escape instead. And that's what drives the main character in a new play at the Berkeley Rep Theater called Troublemaker. The story is about a 12-year-old boy who runs away from home and embarks on a dangerous adventure, battling evil rich kids, widespread conspiracy, and, yes, zombies. At times, it seems more like a comic book or an adventure film than a personal story. But playwright Dan LaFranc believes that under all the fantasy, Troublemaker deals with very real questions that are important for kids and adults alike. KALW's Artyom Skounehofs went to a rehearsal, and he brings us this story.
The stage is set at the Berkeley Rep Theater. A group of rich kids who call themselves gamers are standing around, waiting for their friends to arrive at a sleepover party. But not everyone they've invited is a friend. Especially not the hero, Bradley Boatwright.
Yeah, his name's Boatwright, but we call him Boatwright. Get it? Boatwright!
Boatwright? Never heard of him.
Well, he's a freaking dong-tard.
Bradley knows they are not his friends, and he's suspicious of what they might do. So he and his best friend come to the party in disguise and try to plan a counterattack.
I'll grab the phone, just distract the a-holes.
How?
I don't know, but it's gotta be good.
You know, it's my freaking dream to star in a made-for-TV remake of Dirty Dancing.
This is Troublemaker, playwright Dan LaFranc's new play about the perils and lessons of growing up.
There's a lot about looking at yourself with clear eyes, understanding how your actions affect other people and the kind of person you are, and the really difficult ways in which we have to reckon with who we are and how we better ourselves.
LaFranc says you don't get to see a story of a rebellious 12-year-old boy on a theater stage very often these days. And he wanted that energy on stage. Characters move and speak fast, just like children do. Sometimes it's almost hard to understand, and it's intentional. Yeah. Director Lila Neugebauer is actively involved in every scene, practically on stage, often laughing, making remarks, and giving directions to actors.
Language is the driving engine of the play. Language is the landscape of the play. The language is incredibly imagistic. So in many ways, you'll find the text is sort of the dominant element you're coming to experience.
Troublemaker is set in the working-class Rhode Island, in a fictional decade called the 1990s. It's meant to feel a little bit like the 90s, a little bit like the 80s, and a little bit like today. After his father dies, 12-year-old Bradley believes that his main mission is to protect his mother.
These are not just the problems of a 12-year-old boy, but I think they're more universal than that.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Gotcha, I got the portable phone. So here we go.
Bradley deals with his real-world struggles by inventing an adventurous world where he fights rich kids, zombies, and evil grown-ups. LaFranc and Neugebauer say that desire to be a kind of superhero will be familiar to many audiences.
The play is also about the kind of gnawing desire we all have to be extraordinary and the kind of terror we have of being extraordinary, and at the same time, the deep desire that we all have to be normal, whatever that means, and also, I think how terribly afraid we all are, children and adults, of being normal.
Yeah, this sleepover freaking sucks.
It doesn't suck, it's just warming the freak up.
In addition to special powers, Bradley creates a special language. It's one of the most distinct features of the play. The show's subtitle, The Freaking Kick-A Adventures of Bradley Boatwright, gives a good feel for it.
When I was young, I also happened to be a bit of a potty mouth. I was the kid whose parents would maybe not let me hang out with their children because I was cursing too much. And I think this is true of a lot of young people. Like, you sort of have your own code. You have your own language between you and your friends that you don't necessarily, you probably do not share when you're in the company of adults.
Freaking hands off me, you filthy dirt nerd wads! Draw out your dispute,
In fact, creating a vernacular was a sort of necessity, because it would be almost unbearable to watch a bunch of 12-year-old characters cursing on stage through three acts.
So, you know, I tried substituting his curse words with, you know, words like freak and scat and a or a-hole and crotch. From there, it sort of took on a life of its own.
You promised us crotches, Jake Miller!
Yeah, crotches! Forget the girls!
Ow. Don't call them crotches. The fair freaking sex would you call your mother a crotch?
Trick freaking question! My mom doesn't have a crotch!
Then where the heck do you think you came from, a crotchless conception?
I know anything about such things!
When he started writing the play, LeFranc had a workshop with a group of kids around the age of 12. At first, at least, he assumed he might cast someone the same age as his hero.
These kids were hilarious. They were so funny, because they were like the real thing. And so when you're having these little boys say, freak you, you stupid dong, to, you know, you can't help it. It's like so charming.
But he quickly realized that only adult actors would be able to properly play the characters.
After a couple days, it was pretty clear that... 12 to 14-year-old actors were just not going to be able to handle this thing. As charming and delightful as they were, we are going to need some people who have serious chops.
That's not just because the characters have to speak quickly and do lots of crazy things at the same time. It's also because at the heart of this play is a deeply emotional domestic drama. To convey it from the perspective of a child, the actors need an adult's life experience.
Yeah, mess up my pajama tux, so what? I'm so freaking rich, it doesn't matter. I'm wearing another one just like it underneath.
Because rich kids have two of everything.
Yeah, like underneath two pairs of dress shorts, I've got a two pairs of dress briefs.
The performances get at a deeper truth, that the young characters believe they're capable of adult actions. And that even for adults, the challenges of childhood aren't always far behind. In Berkeley, I'm Artem Skonohaus for Cross Currents.